You know, I was thinking about the season because, you know, we're in the middle of Christmas season and you know, just the holidays can get so stressful. And one of the things I wanted to say was, you know, to our listeners is, you know, what we have to do is we can choose to be as emotionally healthy as possible.
Yeah.
And when we choose and we do the work, then peace comes. And sometimes what that means is in the midst of busyness like crazy or extra, you know, overworking on whatever it is, or dealing with drama in the family, I think we have to spend, you know, some time with God on a regular basis. I want to challenge them to actually literally, this is kind of more pastoral, but, you know, make sure that you're putting at least a scripture in your mind every day. And, you know, this morning I woke up to this in my mind, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And there's an action part to that. Let us, it's intentional. Let me rejoice. Acknowledge that, you know, that God is present. And I think when we do that, I think we get healthier. And also, I think we have to make sure that we're not responding and reacting. I'm a responder and reactor, both in the good side and in the negative side. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm with drama and trauma in my family, I want to make it all better, or I want to react to silliness. And what I need to do sometimes is lower the temperature. So I'm going to challenge our people today to lower the temperature at family gatherings and things like that. You don't have to put it all together, and you don't have to argue about whatever the latest political thing is or whatever. Just sometimes, you know, if we keep our mouth shut, there's a couple that I was with last week having a great conversation, and they had not been with their parents for some time. They were going and they were in trepidation. And I said, you know, this isn't the time to argue and try to make it all right. Let them enjoy the kids and give them a good experience. Then bring the next thing. They called me up. They go, we had a great night. And actually now they're open to spending more time with us in a situation where there'd been some real conflict. I'm not saying the conflict.
Yeah.
You got to face conflict and you got to work through it, but you don't have to do it at the Christmas table. Or, you know, on Christmas Eve.
Time and place matter.
Yay. Time and place matter. So that's just simple, but get as emotionally healthy as you can. And sometimes we let that go when we're so busy.
You know, as you said, with the drama and trauma of family, we oftentimes go into these situations and our mind is preoccupied with who they are.
Yeah.
But I think it's the wrong preoccupation.
Really,
I think the question isn't who are they? The question is who am I and who do I want to be? Mm-hmm. And I think with that encouragement to connect to God. Yeah. There is a person I want to be. I may not be able to fully access that guy. I'm going to need God's help.
Yeah.
You know, and I think of, you know, that Jesus came in the fullness of grace and truth. I want to be a person that is graceful with others and truthful with myself. So, and I want full measures of that. Mm-hmm. And may I bring that this Christmas, but I'm going to need God's help to do that.